shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It was a wet night last night, but that rain is pulling out. I'll show you what time the sunshine returns.
Plus, the man accused of hitting and killing an 11-year-old in the Raleigh Christmas parade prepares to face a judge as he faces a new charge of manslaughter.
And will PNC Arena keep its name? Why the venue might not get the final word on what comes next as a 20-year contract comes to an end. As long as they don't change the product of what's happening inside, it's been really good the last several years. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us.
And I'm Renee Chu. We had some rain move through overnight. I didn't hear any of it. I slept soundly, but now it's clearing on out. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with this cooler start.
Yeah, we do still have just a little bit of light patchy rain here in our northeastern counties as it starts to pull away. So we'll zoom in here just to the west of Enfield and back to the east of Henderson. It's moving to the south, and that is key. So you see the direction here. Our wind is coming out of the north, and that's making it feel chilly for us this morning, and it's going to feel chilly for a good bit of the day today. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see this morning just an isolated shower or two as we kick things off, but it's not going to last much longer. We do end up seeing some sunshine that starts to break out closer to lunchtime. There's lunchtime. You can see the clouds beginning to thin out just a little bit, but our flow continues to come today out of the north, so it's going to keep our temperatures on the cooler side as we get through the afternoon. 50 degrees right now. Now we take a live look at downtown Raleigh. This is City Plaza from the Jimmy V camera, and it's still a little bit damp on the streets. I saw a few puddles as I was coming in. It's 43 in Roxborough and South Hill, 51 in Fayetteville, 49 in Southern Pines. And these temperatures are running anywhere from 5 to 10 degrees cooler than yesterday in some places. We're going to keep temperatures in the 40s for a while. We only climbed to 52 at lunchtime, so that's noticeably cooler in the afternoon. Yesterday we were in the 60s, and today our highs remain in the 50s. But not for long. We're going to see our temperatures taking a nice jump for tomorrow, and it's warmer into the weekend, but we also have some showers that I'll walk you through coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. This morning, the driver of the truck that hit and killed an 11-year-old girl during the Raleigh Christmas parade is set to face a judge. This comes a week after Landon Glass was indicted on a charge of manslaughter. WRAL's Naya Harden is live outside the courthouse where Glass will be later today. Naya.
Yeah, Glass will be here facing that new charge, involuntary manslaughter, which is also considered to be a felony. Landon Glass already faces misdemeanor charges of death by motor vehicle, reckless driving to endanger, and carrying a firearm at a parade. There's also failure to reduce speed and improper brakes. Glass was driving a pickup truck last November in Raleigh during the Christmas parade when it lost control before hitting 11-year-old Haley Brooks. WRAL will be at today's hearing and we'll have an update for you in our later newscast. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Police in Rocky Mountain are asking for your help in finding a missing man. Christian Bowers was last seen on Habersham Court around 3 yesterday afternoon. Officers say the 33-year-old was wearing a black jacket, green camo pants, and black shoes, as well as black frame glasses. Bowers suffers from developmental disabilities. Police have already used canines and aerial equipment to try and find him. If you've seen Bowers, call 911.
We're working to learn if charges will be filed in a deadly stabbing at a business in Knightdale. Police have only told us a 43-year-old man is in custody. We know 49-year-old Delavius Gilbert was stabbed several times along Spectrum Drive. He later died at the hospital. One viewer shared video of officers trying to save his life. Investigators think the stabbing stems from an earlier argument with a coworker. They wouldn't share which business where this happened, but we saw a team of lawyers at the Cormark site and a sign reading, "We are closed for today." A search online shows Cormark specializes in food distribution.
Memorials are growing in Nashville, Tennessee, to honor the 6 victims of a deadly school shooting. They are 3 9-year-old students, a substitute teacher, the school headmaster, and a custodian. The city of Nashville is holding a vigil tonight. Hundreds of people gathered yesterday to lay flowers and toys outside the Covenant School where the shooting happened Monday morning. Family and friends shared stories about the headmaster, Catherine Kuntz.
She was an exceptionally brilliant educator. And I say that because she could work with parents, board members, faculty, preschoolers. It didn't really matter. She just made you feel like the most important person in the room.
You can hear more from the family and friends of the victims ahead on Today. That starts at 7 here on WREO.
We're also getting a look at the efforts made by police to take down the shooter. Body cam video released by police shows officers moving quickly and methodically through the school to find the shooter. They found 28-year-old Audrey Hale on the second floor, where they say Hale was reloading a weapon when two officers shot, killing Hale. Police say Hale, identified as transgender, was under doctor's supervision for an emotional disorder, but was still able to buy 7 guns legally. Hale's parents said they didn't know about the weapons. The motive for the shooting remains unclear, but authorities say Hale left behind a manifesto. And we have more to cover on this developing story, and in the next 10 minutes, a growing calls for gun reform in the wake of the shooting and how our nation's leaders are responding. You can see all of our coverage on WREL.com.
A push to legalize sports betting in North Carolina just passed a crucial test. The state house approved the measure after turning it down by one vote last year. A final vote is planned today before it heads to the Senate. Governor Cooper supports the bill and included $85 million from sports betting tax revenue in his budget plan.
We could find out this morning if PNC Arena will keep its name. The Centennial Authority, which owns the arena, is holding a special meeting at 9 a.m. They will discuss a sponsorship agreement with the parent company of the Carolina Hurricanes. And that company has the power to sell the arena's naming rights. PNC's contract with the stadium ended last year, but temporarily and was extended. We'll let you know what happens in today's hearing.
Federal financial regulators will answer questions again today about what led to the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. They'll testify before a House committee on Capitol Hill, where you are looking live right now. They spoke to the Senate Banking Committee yesterday. Investigators want answers as the federal government tries to prevent further banking failures. Regulators say they spotted red flags at Silicon Valley Bank in 2021 when it was cited for interest rate and liquidity risks.
This is a textbook case of bank mismanagement. They didn't take the action necessary. They were quite vulnerable to risk, to shocks, and they didn't take the actions necessary.
The federal government stepped in to guarantee deposits at the two failed banks. Raleigh-based First Citizens Bank finalized a deal Monday to buy Silicon Valley Bank.
Could be another miserable day for people driving near the North Carolina coast as a big wildfire continues to spread. Take a look. The North Carolina Forest Service posted these pictures on Facebook last night showing the smoke from the last resort fire in Terrell County. Officials say that smoke could lead to road closures as far away as Beaufort and Greenville. The fire has burned more than 5,200 acres right now. It is 45% contained. Investigators say it started after debris burn jumped containment lines. There have been no injuries reported so far.
Some of the largest employers in our area will address questions about their impact on climate change today. The Raleigh Chamber of Commerce is hosting its inaugural sustainability conference. EPA Director Michael Regan, who's a native of Goldsboro, will speak at the event. He'll join companies in encouraging sustainable practices. Local leaders say that helps more than the environment. It also helps the economy.
As we think about changing our grid to clean energies and clean renewables, what we're really talking about is more jobs and more money in our region. So these companies have huge footprints, not just here locally, but globally, but they tend to make their decisions locally. So there's a lot of opportunity for other businesses, maybe smaller, mid-sized businesses, to partner with these large companies and create new jobs here.
Some of the companies speaking today include Lenovo, John Deere, and Fujifilm. Today's conference starts at 8:30 at the Raleigh Convention Center.
Coming up on 4:39 right now, still ahead, a human skull is almost sold at auction here in North Carolina. What the auction owner said changed his mind about putting the remains up for sale.
Plus, Adnan Syed might be headed back to prison. He's a man at the center of the Serial podcast. Coming up, why a court is now reinstating his murder conviction just months after throwing it out.
And we are tracking cooler weather to start your Wednesday as you look live at Lewisburg, when we'll see temperatures as high as the 80s. Your 7-day forecast is coming up.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
442, we still just have a lingering sprinkle here northeast of Raleigh, just to the west of I-95 there. A little sprinkle there across parts of Nash County and up around Franklin County as well. That's almost out of here. And then we're going to end up with some drying conditions. We take a live look at Apex, and it's still a little damp out there, but the roads are already starting to dry out pretty nicely for us right now. We'll take a look at our temperatures town by town. It's pretty chilly. When I stepped outside this morning, I was like, yeah, it's cool out there. 46 in Lewisburg, 48 Tarboro, 43 in South Hill, 49 in Goldsboro and in Irwin. So it's a cool start. It's a bit damp out there. You shouldn't see any more rain falling, but again, roads are wet this morning. We'll see more sunshine this afternoon. We're going to climb into the low 60s. It should feel pleasant later today.
Calls are growing this morning for gun reform in the wake of Monday's deadly shooting in Nashville, Tennessee.
It's passed meaningful gun safety legislation and need to look at every possible way to do so. We must give families the peace of mind to send their kids to school without fearing for their lives.
President Biden called for a ban on assault-style rifles during a trip to Durham yesterday, but Republicans in Congress say they'll block any bans like that. They say it's about protecting constitutional rights.
On the other side, all they want to do is take guns away from law-abiding citizens. Before they even know the facts, the first thing they talk about is taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. And that's not the answer, by the way.
According to data from the Gun Violence Archive, there have been more than 130 mass shootings in the U.S. this year. And those include cases where more than four people are shot.
New surveillance video from a deadly fire at a Mexican migration facility shows guards seemingly making no attempt to rescue people who were trapped. We want to warn you, this video we're about to show is disturbing, so look away now if you need to. Here we go. It shows the fire beginning as migrants burn mattresses in their detention cell as a form of protest. Guards can be seen walking around outside the cell as smoke begins filling the room and the fire spreads. Mexico's president says the migrants started the fire when they learned that they would be deported, and at least 39 died and at least 29 more were injured.
Adnan Syed, whose murder conviction became the focus of the podcast Serial, may be headed back to jail. An appeals court just reinstated his conviction. Syed was found guilty of killing Haemin Lee back in 1999, but prosecutors recently dropped the charges against him. Now this appeals court says the judge overseeing Syed's case violated the rights of Lee's brother. They say he wasn't notified of the hearing where the charges were dropped. That means Syed's conviction is back in place until a new hearing can happen. Syed doesn't have to go back to prison yet, though his lawyers have 60 days to discuss next steps.
A human skull will be left to the care of a Native American group after it almost went up for auction. The skull, which is said to date back to the 1400s, was being auctioned off at the Mebane Antique Auction Gallery. About 20 protesters showed up to try and stop that from happening. They say the skull belonged to a Native American. The auction's owner says the skull is part of an estate sale, but he agreed not to sell it after talking with one of the protesters.
I just saw it selling of my relatives, of my ancestors. I saw, like, this could have been my child, right? And they're just treating us just not humanly.
The auction's owner says he's not even sure if the skull is real, but he is returning it to the owner, who will then work with a local tribal group to handle the remains.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, sportswear maker Adidas is retracting 48 hours after asking the U.S. Trademark Office to reject a Black Lives Matter application for a trademark featuring their signature three parallel stripes. Adidas has told the trademark office that the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation's yellow stripe design was confusingly similar to its own famous mark, but now they are retracting. Adidas says that it's been using the logo since the 1950s, and the Black Lives Matter design would likely make shoppers think their goods were connected to it. The group did apply for a federal trademark back in November of 2020, covering a yellow three-stripe design to use on a variety of products.
Michelle, thanks. And a special recognition for a member of our WREL family. Raleigh Magazine chose our very own Elizabeth Gardner as one of the women shaping Raleigh this year. Elizabeth posted these pictures on Facebook yesterday at a gala to share the big news. Elizabeth, congratulations. Raleigh Magazine also featured her as one of the local meteorologists blazing trails in her field. And they're just validating what we see every day, Elizabeth.
Oh, that is so sweet. I tell you what, they were so many amazing ladies that were there on Monday night. It was so much fun to get to talk to all of them and just to see what women are doing in Raleigh. It's really impressive. I was highly honored to be included in that very impressive group. We take a look at what's happening out there right now. This low pressure system pulling offshore, taking the rain along with it. We're going to gradually start to see some sunshine this afternoon. Really, the rain just fell, you know, overnight. It's done. It's a little wet in places, and we're still going to see some cloud cover out there this morning. Our wind is coming out of the north northeast today, and so that's going to keep our temperatures on the cool side. We'll barely climb up into the low 60s for this afternoon. There's lunchtime, though. By lunchtime, we should see a bit more sunshine with a few lingering clouds, and then we clear overnight tonight, and it'll be a fairly chilly start to the day tomorrow. Let's talk about some of those temperatures. Let's take a look at what's happening outside right now. This is a live look from our Jimmy V camera down through City Plaza toward Memorial Auditorium. 50 degrees right now. Temperatures likely to drop on into the 40s. We're seeing a lot of places falling into the 40s right now. We're going to hold it in the 40s almost until lunchtime, so that's going to feel pretty chilly for us. It's 50 in Fayetteville right now and Rocky Mount, but 48 in Goldsboro, 49 in Clinton, 49 in Southern Pines, 43 in Roxboro and in South Hill. We are on a way to a warm-up. This is going to be the bottom in terms of our high pressure, in terms of our high temperatures for this week. Our normal high 67 will creep up to 61 this afternoon. Close to normal Thursday. Thursday looks great. And Friday also. We're going to see a slight chance of showers late on Friday. We're going to walk through the timeline for that. We have the Durham Bulls home opener on Friday. And then, of course, Dreamville over the weekend. Big differences in the temperature for that, too. Looking at 81 Saturday and 68 on Sunday. Sunday will be drier. And Saturday, we're still looking at a chance for some showers. Right now, because of that high pressure system sitting offshore, we're seeing our winds coming from the north, so it's cool today. We highlight the arrows in blue when it's cool. And then we'll see variably cloudy, variable winds, I should say, until we get to Thursday. And then we start to see that flow shifting to southeasterly and then southerly on Friday. And that's going to warm our temperatures up into the 80s. So we're going to see that big wind shift over the next few days that starts to bring the warmth back in. So it'll be a warm day on Friday, highs in the upper 70s at game time at 6:35, 73 degrees, and a slight chance of some showers. So we'll be watching out for that. We're going to go through the timeline for the rain and talk about when it could begin and how long we'll see that rain during the day on Saturday for Dreamville. After that, we dry out nicely Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Tickets may be sold out for Dreamville in Raleigh, but you can still see some top-tier artists this weekend, all for free. Next, who's headlining this special show you might not know about?
Plus, the one step needed today that could make it easier to buy a handgun in North Carolina.
Happening today, a Nash County farm will prepare to send 30,000 eggs to the White House. Braswell Farms is prepping the eggs in Winston-Salem to use for the annual White House Easter egg roll. Last year, the local business sent 18,000 to our nation's capital. This is video from that event. This year's Easter egg roll will be April 10th. All of the eggs are safely composted after the event.
Tickets are sold out for this weekend's Dreamville Festival, but you can still see a free show this Friday with some powerhouse stars of its own. Timbaland, Durham-based producer Ninth Wonder and singer Ari Lennox will take part in 50 and Forever. It's a celebration of 50 years of hip-hop. Dreamville is partnering with the North Carolina Arts Council and others to put out the free event. It kicks off at noon Friday at Cam Raleigh. We've posted more information on it at WRL.com.
We have a happy update to share about two animals who lost their home together in Wake County. One is a dog, the other a goat. WRL's Gerald Owens shows us the effort to find them a forever home.
At the Wake County Animal Shelter, it's often hard enough to find a home for one animal, much less two as a package deal, especially when one of them is a goat. Meet Cinnamon and Felix.
But these two are ridiculously bonded. The goat is very bonded to the dog.
For now, the two are separated because Felix was just neutered. Dogs and cats certainly dominate the animal population at shelters. But Dr. Jennifer Federico says they get all kinds.
We always have guinea pigs and rabbits, rodents. We've had hedgehogs. Nothing like this has ever happened before.
Dr. Federico says their unusual bond deserves a special home. With the help of social media and word getting around, there is good news for Felix and Cinnamon.
They have found a place with someone with a small herd of goats who also has space to take Felix, so it is the best outcome for them.
Their story touched the hearts of many animal lovers on WRAL's Facebook page. Yvonne Green Short wrote, "Looks like a perfect addition for Gerald Owens." Several more people chimed in to put the pressure on yours truly, which is how I got most of the animals I have now. At any rate, now the two pals will likely spend their rest of their lives with each other on a different farm.
Cinnamon just is right behind Felix. Wherever he's going, she's going, and that is just the deal.
You know, Gerald Owens has a lot of room on his farm there. Right? Dr. Federico says dogs and goats are both social animals, so it makes sense that they would develop a friendship, a lesson for all of us.
Gerald's saying, whew,
I know.
I don't need any more. They were cute, though, for sure. Former CEO of Starbucks about to defend his company's actions on Capitol Hill. His response to growing criticism, Starbucks' workers' efforts to form unions.
Plus, what new body camera footage is revealing about the deadly school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, as investigators get a clearer picture of the person responsible.
Also, what to expect as the man accused of hitting and killing an 11-year-old girl in last year's Raleigh Christmas parade prepares to face a judge.